And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet, the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. The first thing I want to do is thank you very much for spending this time with me. As my dear friend Darren once told me, all we really have is time. So I appreciate you spending the next 50 minutes with me. The other day, I was having lunch with someone I haven't seen in years. Now, back in the day, I saw this person almost daily because we got to build something really, really special together. Now, this person's in her mid-60s, and she looks amazing. I'm talking beautiful smile, radiant face. So I obviously asked her, how you doing? And she responded, of course, no, how you doing? All right, she's got a good sense of humor, and we love each other's company. So she proceeded to tell me something amazing, like it really moved me. She said, I'll tell you how I'm doing, Ronnie. I'm in my fourth chapter of my life. Now, come on, let's face it. We've all heard people say, hey, man, I'm in the next chapter of my life. Or I'm in the second chapter of my life. But I've got to tell you, I have never heard anyone tell me they're in the fourth chapter of their life. And especially the way she said it with such conviction. So she began to explain to me, Ronnie, in chapter one, I was happily married for some time. I loved my husband. And then he died. Ouch. Chapter two, I had this amazing and beautiful daughter. And she also died. Wow. Ooh, that hurts. Chapter three, I was happily married. I loved my husband. And he also died, Ronnie. Whoa. So now I'm in my mid-60s, and I've moved in with someone, and I'm living my fourth chapter of my life. Wow. I thought, can you believe this? How many people are willing to give love another chance after losing two husbands? Come on, how many people are willing to give love in their fourth chapter a chance after you lose two husbands and a daughter? Let's face it, from what I've experienced, from what I've seen, people who lose children, man, their heart dies. Their soul dies. And sometimes these people lose hope and they lose themselves. And yet, here I am sitting with my friend in her mid-60s. Husband's dead. Daughter died. So she got me thinking, Ronnie Deutsch, what chapter of your life are you in? All right. So I started thinking about my chapters. And this is some deep stuff. What chapter of your life are you in? So before I looked at my chapters in my lives, I looked at my mom's life. She's 85 years old. Guess what? Her first husband also died. He was only 30 years old. He died of leukemia. My mom was left with four kids. Well, let's call that love death number one. Then my mom, being the optimistic person that she is, she remarried. And guess what? That marriage ended in divorce. There's love death number two. And my mom again gave love another chance. She remarried again a third time. And that marriage ended in divorce. That's love death number three. Then my mom decided, hey man, I'm not getting married anymore. I'm going to find myself a boyfriend. And she did. So for a couple decades, they were together and that relationship ended. My point here is really, really significant. Both my mom and my dear friend kept swinging the love bat. My mom and my dear friend through tragedy, pain, sadness, and loss. They kept getting back up. So I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, Ronnie, what chapter of your life are you in? Well, chapter one was definitely my awesome childhood. Man, what a magical adventure. Not everybody loves their childhood. I did. I played baseball. I rode my big wheels. I played hide and go seek. I had the best friends imaginable. Yeah, that's right, Lloyd Shreed, and I freaking love you. All right, chapter two of my life. You know what that was about? Education. Chapter two of my life, I went to Cal Berkeley. Yeah, that's right. Go Bears. I got a full ride 4-year athletic scholarship because I kicked butt at softball. And then after Berkeley, you know I went to law school down at Western State College of Law in Fullerton. After law school, I decided I was going to be a unicorn. You see, not many unicorns are around. But I went and got my master's in tax. That's like a PhD in tax. And then chapter four, what was that all about? Well, you can probably imagine, I built the largest business of its kind. I built the fourth fastest growing franchise. I developed products for the home shopping network and the like. I employed thousands of people, 100,000 clients approximately, did gigs on the CNN and Fox and the Today Show, MSNBC. I was the tax lady. Chapter five. Let's not start crying with chapter five, right? Because I was sued, man. I was villainized by some very powerful politicians. And so for 5 or 6 years, I fought back. I gave it everything that I had. And guess what? All charges were dismissed against me. Yeah, that's right. All charges were dismissed. But I fought hard during this chapter of my life. We're talking not guilty. So where does that leave me? Where does that lead me with my love deaths? We've all experienced a chapter of love, of heartache. It was awful. So what I want you to know is, like my friend, like my mom, I've had some unbelievable chapters of my life, and I've experienced heartache like you can't imagine. So listen, we've got to go to a break. But I've got so much that I want to tell you. This story about the chapters in your life, it's compelling. It's amazing. So please, stay tuned so you know what's next. What's next is that you can reclaim your life and have any chapter you want on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Oh yeah, the surf is definitely up this morning in Sacramento, California. Welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. As I've been explaining to you, we're talking about you, your chapters of your life. And the great news is, what I really need for you to know, I've had chapters in my life. You've had chapters in your life. But here is the cool news. Are you ready? So long as you're alive, you get to start over any chapter of your life that you want if you have the courage. Here I am, age 53. I lost everything, guys. I lost money. I lost property. I lost my job. I lost my career. But I didn't lose my faith. I didn't lose my voice. I didn't lose my belief in who I am. And I pray to God that you don't lose your belief in yourself just because you've been through some hard times, just because you've had some really bad chapters. So here's my obvious question for everyone. Are you ready? What chapter of your life are you in? I'm asking that to my producer, Mike. Mike, what chapter of your life are you in? And Mike, do you have the courage to G-O-Y-A, get off your ass, if you're not happy in the chapter you're currently in? Wow, Ronnie, that is a big, deep question for this Saturday morning. What chapter of my life am I in? And if I'm not happy with this chapter, do I have the courage to Goya, get off your ass and do something about it? Listen to me. You have got to hear what I'm saying. Don't want to freak anybody out. You are going to die. That's right. I'm going to die. Everybody is going to die. That is our only common denominator. Do you understand that? So what I want to know is, it's very simple. How do you plan to live your life in the chapter you're in while you're still here on planet Earth? Come on, I'm not an idiot. I know that every single person listening to me right now, you have a story to tell. You're unique. You are your own person. You've got your own stories, your own life. Every one of us has suffered heartache. Every one of us, we have suffered pain. And every one of us has suffered loss, right? Think about it, man. Loss of love, check. Loss of money, let's check that box too. Loss of property, check, check, check. And we've lost people. And there are parents listening. I am so sad for the parents listening who have lost their children. How unfair is that? So what I want to do right now on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show, I want to congratulate you. I want to commend you, every single person. If you're listening and life beat you down, man, your heart was broken. You were kicked in the head. You had everything that you worked your ass off for taken away in a blink of an eye. I want to congratulate you. I want to commend you. I want to high five you. I want to celebrate with you. I want to go have a soda with you. I want to smoke a big, juicy cigar with you. Why? Because you had the courage to get back up and love someone again. You had the courage to get back up and feel again. You had the courage to get back up and live again. Man, I could cry telling you this. This is so personal to me. Do you feel me? As long as you are alive, you get to live again. You get to dream again. And guess what? For those of you that have a heart and a soul, your heart gets to feel again. Your soul gets to feel again. Isn't that cool? Isn't that why you're here? Aren't you here to get back up? No matter what you've been through, think about it. Are you alive? Are you listening to my radio show right now? Can you hear me? Have you lost someone you love? Well, guess what? I have. I've lost a lot of people that I love. I've gone through as much heartache as the next person. I gotta tell you though, Piper Wagner. You know what she told me while she battled stage 4 lung cancer? Hey, Ronnie. Hey, Ronnie Deutsch, as long as you're still here, and I'm still here, Mike, I'm in the studio with you. As long as I'm still here, as long as you're still here, you get to start a new chapter in your life. Yeah, what I'm saying is you can fall in love again. Yikes! Love? You mean that thing that has to do with your heart? Yep, that's what I'm saying. You really can fall in love again. All right. What else can I really do again, Ronnie? You can feel happy again. Yeah, happy again. When was the last time you were truly happy? When was the last time you looked in the mirror and said, man, I feel happy on the inside? Not because of how I look or what I'm wearing or what I bought. Man, that's capitalism talking to you. That's greed. Get off that train. Get on your new train. You can achieve new goals. And you can have new dreams and achieve them. I am living proof. You see, I prayed to God when I went through my 5 to 6 years of hell. I'm talking the depths of hell. I was in the corner for years, crying, depressed, losing sleep, anxiety. I lost everything to pure evil. There is so much evil out there. Avoid evil. Eliminate people in your lives who take from you. Get rid of them, man. I have done an inventory of my life, and it feels so good, man. It feels so freeing. I don't have those people in my life anymore. Takers are not welcome. I can't stand takers. Let's be givers. But I gotta tell you a secret. Are you ready? It's so simple. All you have to do to change your life, to live a new chapter, to go on to chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6. And hey, man, I may have intentionally left out a chapter because it sucked so badly. That's okay. You can have a chapter that causes you pain and misery. But I promise you, if you do one thing, G-O-Y-A, get off your ass. One day at a time, one breath at a time, 1 minute at a time. Isn't that refreshing? Wait a minute, Ronnie, I can change my life? You mean I can lose my wife, I can lose my husband, I can lose my job, my house, my career, my money? Yep, you can lose it all. Do you hear me? You can lose it all, and you can still have it all in another chapter of your life. But you know what? Please don't be so hard on yourself. Please don't allow the outside evil forces, the negative, miserable people to bring you down. You know what I'm saying? There are so many people out there. They just want to bring you down. They want to derail you from your amazing life, from your dreams, from your love, from your passion. Remember, what is our common denominator? Anybody out there remember? It's death. Death is certain, man. So how are you going to live? What is the chapter in your life right now gonna look like? Are you gonna choose to be happy? Or are you gonna be like so many people out there who blame everyone else for their problems? Please listen to what I'm saying. Today, I have spent the most time imaginable talking with you about what matters: your life, your heart, your soul, your dreams, your goals. Who are you? Who are you? Do you have the courage to look in the mirror? I did. I had the courage to look in the mirror, and you know what? I didn't like everything I saw. And believe me, I have lost plenty. But I gotta tell you the great news. You ready? I was raised on Goya Street, so I got off my ass and I changed my life. I encourage everyone listening, you can change your life. And you know what it starts with? It starts with listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show, because I've got Brandon Hines coming up and he's here with some amazing news. You want to be better at business? Then you need to listen to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
All right, so many people right now are wondering, what chapter of your life are you actually in? Right? I went through and talked about my chapters of my life, and I gave you unbelievable examples. I also talked to you about this unbelievable point. If you're not happy with the chapter of the life that you're in, you can always change it. Again, as long as you are still alive, as my dear friend Piper Wagner told me, you get to. So you get to change the chapter in your life, which is so cool because it leads right into my next guest, my business expert in studio with me, and he's got an amazing surprise for you. But first of all, his children told me, Ronnie, you gotta say our dad's name right. So let me say it right. I want to welcome you, Brandon Hines, to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We want to help you live the best life possible.
It's Brandon Hines.
Hines. Do you believe this? Hines. All right, Brandon is sitting here talking to me about this amazing event that he is putting on. And by the way, given the fact that Brandon is a giver, he's got 25 free tickets to an event that would normally cost you $2,000. So if you want free tickets to a $2,000 business event, all you got to do is go to askbrandonforfree.com. Brandon, let's get straight into it. What is this event all about, and why would people, business owners especially, want to attend?
So through my business, thenowacademy.com, we put on a course called Design It. This course has been running consecutively between me and my mentor for about 7 years now, here in Sacramento for 2 years, Roseville, Sacramento, and also in Marin. This April 7th, 8th, and 9th, the Design It course, where you design your business to gain your life. We work on everything from business, time management, sales funnels, marketing funnels, all in a 3-day weekend. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 7th, 8th, and 9th at the Hyatt here in Roseville, right next to the Galleria Mall. This course has literally changed my clients' lives, from regular clients, mom and pop yogurt shops, all the way up to doctors, chiropractors, lawyers, CPAs, a very huge eclectic crowd. Most courses go from about 80 to 100 people, very intimate, small environment, a lot of workshop stuff going on, just a fun course overall.
If I want to improve my sales, if I want more customers, if I want better time management, should I attend this event, Brandon? When you dumb it down and think of what golden nuggets are people going to get? I mean, people are paying $2,000 to attend this event, and Brandon is a giver, and he's giving away 25 free tickets. Am I really going to learn, Brandon, better time management? Am I really going to learn how to market better and attract more clients? Can you kind of dumb that down and explain some of the nuggets that you are giving away for free at this amazing 3-day event?
Hands down, you're going to learn some tactics that are proven systems that work for Fortune 500 companies all the way down to startups. One, my favorite, finding your perfect client, those wow clients that you love to frequent in your business, the ones that you look at your schedule and you're so happy they're on the calendar that day, identifying your wow client and where to find them. But that's just the first step. The next step is, you know, actually having a sales funnel that works. There's a big difference between marketing and advertising. When you have the right sales funnel, your marketing just works for you. It attracts those wow clients. You can stop taking on all those clients that we had to as a necessity to survive in business and really just target the ones that you want to work with, the ones that are going to frequent your businesses over and over again. So right off the bat, finding your wow client. Number two, business and sales funnels. And number three, as you said, time management. This has morphed into an over half day event of our course because it seems to be a reoccurring problem that all business owners and entrepreneurs have. How do you plan your life and still run a business? And we'll teach that foundation. It's called Tomorrow Starts Today.
Time management. Business owners, parents, moms, and dads, you have so much on your plate. Brandon, what is the common denominator that you see with people who are having time management issues? I do. I have time management issues. What do you see, and what are some of the solutions that you are teaching people so they no longer have these time management problems in their business life as well as their personal lives?
Well, right off the bat, Ronnie, it's mindset. Time goes by. Time doesn't stop. Time doesn't wait for anyone. So people always think they're running out of time. It's just how to structure it correctly. People always look at me and go, well, if you have to put your kid's soccer game on the calendar, that doesn't mean that much to you. Absolutely wrong. It means that much to me. It's scheduled. If I'm going to dinner with my wife, it's scheduled. If my wife has yoga, it's scheduled. That's how I make my life work first. And then I plan my business around it. Business, just like time, is going to happen with or without you. Whether you have the systems in place to make it work correctly, that's another thing. That's why Design It teaches these foundations of how to structure your day and why tomorrow starts today. At the end of every day, put aside 15 minutes to just quickly jot down what needs to get done tomorrow and then place it on that calendar for scheduling and lock it in. If a day goes by and it's still not on your calendar because it was on the to-do list, lock it on the calendar. Learn these mindsets to teach yourself to have more life. Get that time to breathe in between your clients, even if it's 2 seconds just to inhale some air and hold it for a moment. Learning these little techniques, when you look at my site, it comes down to marketing, mindset, and mentorship. Following those three key principles will change your business dramatically.
So we go back to our original statement. Brandon has a seminar April 7th, 8th, and 9th. At the Hyatt in Roseville, California. He is giving away, folks, for free, a $2,000 ticket to 25 people who go to askbrandonforfree.com. All you got to do is go there and ask. First 25 people get free tickets. Brandon, what is the biggest golden nugget that you hope people come away from after attending this amazing event in Roseville, California?
Life. Walk away with life. Learn that it's not true that all entrepreneurs have 7 Mondays. You can go to work every day and go home and still show up 100%. But more importantly, the wow clients is one of my favorite. Is literally finding out clients that you love to work with so you don't look at your schedule and go, oh man, so-and-so's on my calendar today. Wow clients and life. You will walk away with fun just from those two segments.
We come back though and want to service our clients, Brandon. How do you tactfully tell someone, I'm sorry, I'm not going to take your business? That's a difficult situation to be in, back to your wow and wanting the clients you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you go forward, you will weed them out naturally. It's just like when they say the mindset, like putting out there what you want will come your way. It's like when you see a brand new car driving down the road and you're like, oh my God, I love that red. But then everywhere you turn that day, you see it 20 different times like, wow, I never seen that before. Once you start putting those wow clients in front of you, the rest of them will go away.
Isn't that amazing? We've got Brandon here, and he is giving you 25 people free tickets to his event in Roseville, California, April 7th, 8th, and 9th. A $2,000 ticket. All you got to do is go to AskBrandonForFree.com. I want to thank you so much, Brandon, for being here and for being the giver that you are. When we come back, we are going to give you some unbelievable golden nuggets. And guess what these golden nuggets are going to do for you? They're going to save you money on your taxes. Yeah, that's right, folks. It's tax season. Don't you want to know how to save money on your taxes so you pay less money to the IRS? Stick around so you can learn those wonderful golden nuggets and pay less money to the IRS. Welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Now, my next topic relates to everyone, right? Most people have health insurance. Most people have to go to the doctor. But what if you're stuck with Obamacare? Do you even know what the tax implications are regarding Obamacare? Heck, do you even know if Obamacare is going to be around? I don't think it's going to be around. I think President Donald Trump is going to give that thing a mulligan, man. Get rid of it. Ain't going to make it. So my next guest, Bob, you know, the tax dude, the tax genius. Hey, if you got a tax question, don't forget to call him 800-695-3010. Bob, I want to get straight into Obamacare. First of all, do you even think Obamacare is going to be around? And if so, we got to talk about the tax implications. What are your thoughts, Bob?
Well, Ronnie, I do think Obamacare is going to be around. I think it's going to be changed. There's no question about that. But I don't think we're going to see millions of people lose their health care. That is not going to happen.
When you talk about it changing, Bob, are we talking about the kind of changes that are going to affect a taxpayer's wallet? Because let's face it, you as a taxpayer, you're stuck paying for everything. Bob, do you think that they're going to pay more money? They're going to have more tax issues regarding Obamacare? What do you think that's going to look like?
For the Obamacare individual mandate, the answer might be quite a lot. Following President Trump's executive order instructing agencies to provide relief from the health care law, the Internal Revenue Service appears to be taking a more lax approach to the coverage requirements.
Wait a minute. Bob. Stop that nonsense. You're saying the IRS is going to be more lax about something? Come on, Bob. Don't get everyone excited this morning. Why would they be more lax? What is it that you mean, Bob?
The healthcare law individual mandate requires everyone either to maintain a qualifying healthcare coverage or pay a tax penalty known as the shared responsibility payment. The IRS was set to require filers to indicate whether they had maintained coverage for 2016 or pay a penalty by filling out line 61 on their form 1040s. Alternately, they could claim exemption from the mandate by filing the form 8965. For most filers, filling out line 61 would be mandatory. The IRS would not accept 1040s unless the coverage box was checked, or the shared responsibility payment noted, or the exemption form included. Otherwise, they would be labeled silent returns and rejected.
You hear that, folks? Do you hear how the IRS may be getting lax on some issues, but they will reject your tax return faster than you can wake up? So the point that you're making, Bob, is if you don't have Obamacare, if you don't have health insurance, how much of a penalty can the IRS actually charge you for that year? Give us the bad news, worst case scenario.
Well, it's 2.5% of your adjusted gross income.
All right, so 2.5%, meaning if you make a lot of money, you're going to pay a lot of money to the IRS. So basically, the IRS is like the person at the front door. If you don't have health insurance, you're going to pay us money. But you're saying right now on the show, the IRS might not come after people who don't have insurance? Is that what you're saying?
That's absolutely correct. But if you do have health insurance, make sure you fill out line 61 and do it properly. If you don't, you know, follow the rules, but it looks like they're laxing up their requirements on this. And that's just out today.
And again, that news is critical. Do you think Donald Trump, our president, is behind this unbelievable new laxed IRS as it relates to charging people penalties for not having health insurance? Honestly, Bob, is this President Donald Trump's doing, or is it his Treasury Secretary? What are your thoughts?
It's absolutely Donald Trump doing this. He ran on this. This was his campaign promise. He promised to dismantle Obamacare, which I don't think is going to happen. I think it'll be changed, but I don't think it'll be completely dismantled.
And again, if this guy has a big stick, Bob, can you tell me, in your opinion, if President Donald Trump is listening, what else would you like him to do so that the pain that taxpayers feel is significantly reduced, like it is now relating to Obamacare? Again, you, Bob, if the president is listening, what does he need to do immediately to lax the IRS just a bit more?
Well, to take Obamacare and make it an option. It should not be mandatory. And make it an option for those people that can afford it and move on from that. To require people to pay for health insurance that quite possibly can't afford it or quite possibly don't need it, then I think he should give that option.
All right. Let's turn our attention then, because it is tax season, to those golden nuggets. Golden nuggets. And let's be honest. Right now, when I go somewhere, Bob, I take Uber. I take Lyft. It seems like Uber and Lyft is the way that we get around now. Can you please explain to our listeners, if you're an Uber driver, if you're a Lyft driver, what do you need to know as it relates to the IRS?
Well, now Uber now has come out with a new app for their drivers that will keep track of their mileage and keep track of their expenses. But it is not necessarily going to be accepted by the IRS. You must keep a logbook. The logbook will be accepted.
All right, so you talk about a driver who's got to keep track of their miles. What are some other business tax tips that you can give to any business owner listening, besides just Uber and Lyft, who need to keep a logbook on their miles? What are some other nuggets that you want people to know, Bob? Because you know the IRS aggressively audits people all the time.
One of the biggest problems that we find with the self-employed is they're not paying their estimated taxes or their quarterlies. This will come to bite you at the end of the year. Simply put, OIC Tax Services can set you up on a voucher program to where you can pay your estimated tax on a monthly basis, keep yourself out of trouble. It's not such a ugly scene at the end of the year. You will be able to pay these estimated taxes throughout the year and not have one problem at the end of the year.
Let's face it, the IRS will do what, Bob? If they realize you're not paying your quarterly taxes, what type of action does the IRS have the power to do?
Well, it starts off with an audit. And then, of course, you're going to have to supply them with the reason that you're not paying your estimated taxes. This is going to snowball, because one year you might owe $1,200, $1,300. The next year you owe $3,000. The next year you owe $5,000. Now you're up over $10,000 in a very short period of time. It's very difficult to operate your business if your bank account is attacked by the IRS. It just doesn't work.
Nobody wants to be attacked by the IRS. If you have a question, please call Bob at 800-695-3010. Bob, I want to thank you so much for fighting for the underdog, for standing up to the bully, and for caring about your clients to make sure that their lives are better and they save money on their taxes. Thank you so much, Bob.
You're welcome, Ronnie. And go Giants.
Yeah, that's right, Bob. Go Giants. How cool is it that pitchers and catchers showed up at spring training? All right, I want to go back to something Bob said, because I want to make sure and thank President Donald Trump right now. Now, so many people listening, they don't want to thank President Donald Trump for anything, but I do. I want to thank you, President Donald Trump, for making the IRS ease up on going after taxpayers who don't have health insurance. How awful is it that the IRS was actually penalizing you for not having health insurance? I think it is so awesome that these people don't have to be paranoid and worried that the IRS is going to knock on their door. So, President Donald Trump, thank you so much. And again, I want to make sure and thank everyone listening, because as I said at the beginning of this segment, all you really have is time. So I thank you so much for giving me your time this week. I hope you loved our discussion on the chapters of your life, on learning about a free $2,000 seminar that you can attend, and of course, how do you deal with the IRS? So again, I thank you so much for your time. Have a great week. See you next Saturday on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.